It is time for the Baseball Insider, and he's here, Andy Carbone. I'm Bill Newell here on MSONewsSports.com. Andy, welcome.
Happy to be here once again, Bill, as usual.
You got it. Well, the Red Sox suffered an L last night to Tampa Bay. Big deciding game tonight, but what happened last night?
Well, it was ugly for pitcher Garrett Richards. He lasted just an inning and two-thirds, gave up 5 runs on 3 hits. He walked 4, hit a batter, gave up 2 home runs. Red Sox fall to the Rays 8-2 down in St. Petersburg. So Richard now falls to 4-5 on the season. His ERA blows up to 4.74. And many are saying it's because he's not able to use the sticky substances on the baseballs, making a difference in his pitching performance. His last 2 starts have been just dreadful. But even with all the bad news from last night, the Red Sox find themselves still in first place in the American League East. And last week when we spoke, Bill, I said you wouldn't see the Red Sox back in first place for the rest of the season, so I guess I have to eat my hat on that one. They're 44-30 at this point, half game ahead of the Rays, so the big rubber game of the series comes up tonight down in St. Petersburg at 7:10 with Nick Pivetta on the mound.
Andy, do not think I forgot what you had said last week, because I have not, and I was going to talk to you about that, but... But, you know, it was a statistical thing, Andy. When those words came out of your mouth, I said, Andy, you know, they're just a couple games away here. You know what I mean? So they did it. They pulled themselves out. They did get into first place. They are actually still in first place, but the glass is only half empty, right?
Yeah, exactly. They're just there by the skin of their teeth at this point.
All right, so the series resumes tonight in Florida, and then what?
Then the Sox come home tomorrow night, begin a 7-game homestand with the first of 3 with the dreaded New York Yankees. Before tomorrow night's game, Dustin Pedroia will be honored by the Red Sox. So if you have tickets for the game, they're suggesting you get into Fenway by about 6:30 for the ceremony.
You got it. All right. Andy, let's just do a quick review, if you can, of what happened between our last conversation 1 week ago.
Well, Red Sox played on Friday, and they fell to the Royals 5-3. Nick Pivetta had a tough outing, giving up 3 runs in 5 innings, taking the loss. Rafael Devers did hit his 17th home run. Red Sox left 8 runners on base in that game. They were only 2-for-9 with runners in scoring position. Saturday, the Sox came back to beat the Royals 7-1 as J.D. Martinez hit his 100th home run as a member of the Red Sox. Martin Perez had a solid outing, 1 run over 5 innings. He's now 5-4 on the season. Then on Sunday, the Royals came back to beat the Sox 7-3 as Nathan Eovaldi gave up 4 runs and 7 hits in 4 innings. He's now 7-4. Kike Hernandez and Rafael Devers each hit home runs in that game. Red Sox had Monday off, and then they began the series in Tampa on Tuesday, where they beat the Rays 9-5 in 11 innings. Rafael Devers broke the 5-all tie in the 11th with a 2-run double. Eduardo Rodriguez struggled again, giving up 5 runs in 6 innings. His ERA is now ballooned up to 6.07.
Andy, I want to follow up on one thing quickly, the substances. I think the good news for the Red Sox, not only that they are in first place by a half game, but they haven't been caught for substances. When we discussed how big that would be if that were to happen to this team.
Oh, absolutely. Again, they haven't been caught so far. I mean, no one's officially been caught yet throughout Major League Baseball, but there's been some interesting exchanges between the pitchers and the umpires when they come off the mound, when they have their inspections. Like Max Scherzer the other day, the pitcher for the Nationals, and Sergio Romo of the A's, they basically almost pulled their pants down, taking off their buckles, and they're like, yeah, go ahead, search me all you want. It's, you know, it's a little more of an extreme TSA search than at the airport, but, you know, they're checking the hats, they're checking the belts, and checking the gloves, and so far no one has been caught with anything. So far, everyone is behaving.
Yeah, it's been decades since Steve Lyons dropped his pants at first base or whatever in baseball, yeah.
Yeah, so now we're going to have a whole video of a bunch of pitchers doing it, so Steve will be put into the back burner at this point.
All right. You know, we could go into that a little bit more, but let's save that for the next show. All right. Now, what else do we have for player notes? I know we got to talk about Chris Sale, but let's talk about some other things as well.
Well, Rafael Devers, he joined Albert Pujols, Cesar Cedeno, Adrian Beltre, and Manny Ramirez as the only Dominican players with at least 90 home runs and 300 RBIs before turning 25. And you mentioned Chris Sale. He will throw another bullpen session tomorrow. He's scheduled to throw batting practice for the first time against some live hitters on July 1st. So, you know, that all plays out. Sale did throw on Tuesday. Actually, he's up in Portland at this point doing his rehab.
Yeah, they said he got up to 92 miles per hour, but nowadays he's been out for so long. Hey, guys throw faster than that nowadays, Chris.
Yeah, they certainly do. He's a soft tosser at 92.
Exactly. Hey, Nesson Plus, what's up this afternoon, Andy, for the Red Sox highlights?
Well, for all you Dustin Pedroia fans, he's going to be honored at Fenway on Friday on this day in Nesson Plus. First pitch, 1 o'clock this afternoon. Game from June 24th of 2010, Red Sox beating the Rockies. 13, 11, and 10 innings in Colorado. Dustin Pedroia goes 5 for 5, 3 home runs, 5 RBIs. His 2-run home run in the 10th broke an 11 all tie. So it's all Dustin Pedroia all afternoon on Nesson Plus.
Yep.
PD Thursday. All right, now on to Major League Baseball. For those of us that just can't follow everything in the last few weeks, from week to week here around Major League Baseball, what are a few of the highlights?
Well, last Thursday, we'll start. The Diamondbacks set a record by losing their 23rd straight road game. And the D-backs overall had dropped their 14th straight. And also last Thursday, Yankees needed a group effort to pull off the first-of-a-kind triple play against the Blue Jays. The scoring went 1-3-6-2-5-6. That was an interesting replay to watch if you have a chance to find that on video somewhere. Not your standard triple play, if you will. Then on Friday, Angels pitcher and designated hitter Shohei Ohtani announced he'll participate in the Home Run Derby at the All-Star Game in Colorado. Then he went on to hit 2 home runs that night against the Tigers, totaling a combined 808 feet. Also on Friday, the Diamondbacks lost their 15th straight. Saturday, the Diamondbacks made it 16 losses in a row. Sunday, the Diamondbacks made it 17 straight losses. Also on Sunday, the Yankees ended a 2-1 win over the A's by turning their third triple play of the season. Yankees and triple plays. It's big this year. That ties a major league record. And going back to Shohei Ohtani on Sunday, he hit his major league leading 23rd home run. On Monday, the Diamondbacks finally snapped the 17-game losing streak as they beat the Brewers 5-1. But you know what's happened the last couple nights, Bill, since the Diamondbacks snapped that losing streak? They're on another losing streak. So they've lost 2 in a row after winning that game on Monday.
I'm going to guess it's only single digits, though. But
single digits and see if they can get back up to that 17-game mark again. But on a positive note for teams with winning streaks, Astros have now won 10 in a row, and the Padres are riding a 7-game winning streak.
And we talked about this with you last week, Andy. At least you're not covering the Diamondbacks day-to-day here. Yeah.
No, I don't think you'd hear from me. I'd be gone. That'd be it.
No.
Anything else, Andy, from around MLB?
Well, another note, we're going to mention Mets ace pitcher Jacob DeGrom. He extended his scoreless streak to 30 innings in a 4-2 win over the Braves on Monday. His ERA for the season is now 0.50. He's gone 12 straight starts, allowing just one run or no runs. DeGrom has allowed 4 runs on the season, and at the plate, he's driven in 6. So he is really the top pitcher, no doubt, in Major League Baseball at this point, and actually really fun to watch.
Hey, it sounds to me, here's my last question to you, Andy, as if the Chris Sale timetable has moved up a little bit. Is that possible?
It's funny you say that. I've been kind of thinking that myself with all these extra bullpen sessions. I'll be pitching to live batters July 1st. And they were saying potentially at one point it would be maybe late August that he could be back. But the way things seem to be ramping up a bit, I think you might see him a little sooner, maybe more toward the beginning of August. I think if all goes well with the next bullpen session, pitching against live batters, I think the next step from there maybe to start a little bit of a rehab assignment, start pitching some innings in actual game situations and start to build him up. Now, when he comes back up, I don't see you going to see Chris Sale starting and going 6-7 innings right away. He could be used out of the bullpen to start off as he continues to build his arm strength. But I do have a feeling, as you mentioned, that I think they're trying to maybe push the envelope just a little bit to get him back a little sooner because obviously there are some issues with this pitching staff.
Yeah, well, he's got to work on his arm strength and then also develop ways to put substances on the ball and not get caught. I mean, that takes time and work out and practice as well.
Yes, maybe that might delay his comeback, but we'll have to see.
Now, I'm not accusing him of anything. I was just making a laugh here. All right.
Ho, ho, ho.
Rehab. Talking about rehab, yeah. And substance abuse. All right, there you go. Andy, we'll talk again soon.
Looking forward to it.
There he is, our baseball insider, Andy Carbone. I'm Bill Newell on MSONewsSports.com.